Being joined by APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince, kind of getting down to the stretch of the season here. We're going to talk about this triangular with AGWSR in Denver here coming up in just a sec. But, coach, thanks for taking some time while it's fresh on your mind. I do want to ask you about Tuesday night. You got a chance to take the girls' team up to Sumner Fredericksburg and a second-place finish as a team just by 1 point, so you were really close. But tell me a little bit about Tuesday night, and I know you had a lot of champions, a lot of second-place and third-place as well.
Yeah, I thought the girls wrestled really well. Wrestled tough, like you said. They won 1 point out of first place for the team, and really happy with their performance Tuesday night.
And your girls' team is kind of one of those up-and-coming teams, right? I mean, it seems as the season has gone on, you guys have just continued to improve. And I would say you're probably turning some heads when it comes to, you know, not only the NICL, but in this part of the state, APGC girls are kind of becoming one of those upper-tier teams, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think so. Our girls have done a great job all year. It's showing up what they're learning in the wrestling room and bringing that to their competitions and doing really well in that aspect. And like I said, you know, we're getting everybody rolling here, kind of clicking at the right time of year. And like I said, regionals is right around the corner. So we're hoping to have our best performance yet on regional day.
You bet. Switching over to the boys' team here, you were last in action back on Saturday afternoon at the Doc Car Duels at New Hampton Turkey Valley. Unfortunately, you weren't able to get a duel win back on Saturday. I know you faced some of the elite teams, you know, of the state of Iowa here in Class 1A and 2A. What were some of the biggest takeaways you think from Saturday for the boys' team?
Yeah, like you said, really tough competition there on Saturday. You know, we face Denver, which we get to see again Thursday night, and you know, their top five school in 1A, and Clare and Goldfield, we got to see them again for the second weekend in a row, and they're a top five school in 2A, and New Hampton Turkey Valley is also, you know, they probably by rights could be rated as well, and maybe they are, I just don't know, but really tough competition. And then we also got to see West Waterloo on that Saturday, and you know, really up and coming squad themselves, I believe. So yeah, tough competition. I think the kids wrestled hard. I'm pretty pleased with our effort. It's just, you know, probably lacking some experience in comparison to some of them squads. So that's what it is. So
yeah, so when it comes to this Thursday night triangular, you'll be taking on AGWSR in Denver. You had mentioned a team like Denver, you ended up falling to those guys. Oh, I just had the score here, 65-16 back on Saturday. So when it comes to, you know, facing them again here, tell me a little bit about, you know, facing those guys and what you're hoping to see this second time around against them, you know, being able to face them for the second time in within the span of a week.
Yeah, really, really tough squad. They got a pretty good senior class, and then even their underclassmen they got a couple guys that are going to be competing for state titles this year at the 1A level, and you know, some really top talented kids. I think actually a couple of them are probably nationally rated on the high school circuit. So like I said, up and down their lineup, they're very tough. You know, I guess I want to see us just improve. There's a couple matches I thought maybe we got a little caught in a bad situation and got put to our back and got pinned, like at Mason Copp's weight, 190, and Mason Krusner stepping in as a freshman too. He was wrestling really well and just kind of got caught and put to his back. So, you know, at 175 and 190, I kind of look for different results there. Maybe we can close that gap. Like I said, I think they're going to be very solid again Thursday night. So that'll be a tough one for us. But like I said, just with our young kids going, and I just want to see us improve and try to close that gap a little bit.
And then when it comes to AGWSR, I know they're kind of short on numbers this year, but maybe that's one of those duels that you're looking to kind of have a at least be in a favorable spot going in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we're probably the favorite, but they're also very young. I just kind of looked through their roster. They got a tough kid at 126 at Abbas, I think, or 120, somewhere in there. Looks like he's having a really good season. Coach's son, sophomore. And then I think they got a senior at 215 that's also having a pretty good season. I think he was 14-5 on the year. Pretty good record at this stage in the game. And so that'll be a good matchup for Jesse. And like I said, I think they're pretty young everywhere else. So I think as long as we wrestle up to our potential, I think that should be a favorable outcome for us.
All right, and I understand it's going to be senior night, right? And a chance for some of the Grundy Center wrestlers to get to wrestle on their home gym in Grundy Center as well. So certainly a special night coming up from that perspective, right?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. Last year was our first duel in Grundy Center. I think they said it was the first duel there. And, man, I don't know if it was 20-some years or something. And, you know, it was a great environment, pretty big student section. There last year, hoping for that again, and you know, a pretty good outcome or pretty good numbers wise, in attendance. So, like I said, that just creates a nice environment for these kids to compete in, and you know, it'll be a fun night.
All right, that's about all the time we got, but that's APGC wrestling coach Joel Ryans. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you Thursday down at Grundy Center.
All right, thanks, JMO.
All right, more coverage is coming up next on 99 The Wave.